Listening Library presents Nancy Drew Mystery Stories Number 4, The Mystery at Lilac Inn, by Carolyn Keene. Read for you by Laura Linney. Chapter 1, Mysterious Canoe Mishap. Nancy Drew, how did you and Helen paddle that canoe up here so fast from River Heights? Cried Doris Drake in astonishment. Nancy, an attractive Titian blonde, grinned up at her friend. Doris was weeding a flower garden at her home along the riverbank. How do you know when we left home? Nancy's blue eyes twinkled. My friend Phil told me on the phone just half an hour ago that she talked with you, Nancy, at the elite drugstore in River Heights. Nancy looked surprised. She couldn't have. Helen and I were on our way here at that time. Slender, pretty Helen Corning, 3 years older than Nancy, frowned. You must have a double, Nancy. Better watch out. I can't understand it, Nancy murmured. You say Phil talked to her and she didn't say it was a mistake? That's right, Nancy, said Doris. But Phil was wrong, of course. After all, she doesn't know you terribly well. Say, where are you and Helen going? To visit overnight with Emily Willoughby and her aunt at Lilac Inn. They're family friends. Emily and her fiancé, we've never met him, have bought the inn, and Em tells me plan to run it full time. Helen added, Nancy and I are to be Emily's bridesmaids. We'll talk over wedding plans. How wonderful, Doris exclaimed. Nancy and Helen said goodbye and paddled off upstream. The Angus River, a tributary of the Muskoka, was banked on either side with dense shrubbery, willow trees, and wildflowers. We're almost to Benton, Nancy said. The old inn should be just beyond the next bend. The next second, something rammed the canoe violently.